From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Modern technology is a great thing, with messages wrapping the world in an instant with good and bad news. Our own recreational pursuit is just such a vehicle. And with the added strength of the internet, what is said or written possibly reaches millions of people for whom the story means very little. We've heard of the international concern when a politician speaks publicly in a way that reflects poorly on another country, its culture or its politicians. Apart from discourtesy, it has been labelled as megaphone diplomacy. This is also a tactic of discrediting people or bodies in a public way without confronting the intended recipient directly. It is a mass abuse when done to orchestrate a result which cannot be otherwise negotiated. We amateurs like collecting verification of our contacts, and a QSL from a distant station is a prize worth saving and displaying. However, there can be times when verification of words and deeds committed to air or posted on the net are less than welcome. This week, I read a post which had been forwarded from overseas. The message was quite clear. Why are Australian amateurs destroying the hobby? Why are we amateurs sabotaging our special pursuit and in doing so contributing to the death of ham radio in other countries? Why indeed? The bad-mouthing and negative discussions that we're all aware of end up on other people's devices and showing people in other countries that we're a bunch of whinging, whining, disruptive malcontents that don't like lesser license classes, our regulator, and our representative organisation. Radio is a brilliant medium for spreading propaganda, as the ear holds the attention of the mind to create images from the words. The internet works in similar ways. Now, I'm not saying we should not fairly criticise and discuss matters which apply to our hobby. Far from it. We need to discuss and be informed, but in doing so, we are using a loudspeaker to broadcast discontent, which in turn discourages people here and overseas from joining us on AM. Come on, Aussie VK operators. We must do better than destroy amateur radio in VK and elsewhere. Come on, amateurs, put the megaphones away and start thinking about amateur radio instead. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.